Welcome back, Ball Nation. It's your lifestyle specialist, Kenny Burns.
Kid Ferrari Simmons.
Your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo.
Hey. Stop all the presses, ladies and gentlemen. There's a stormtrooper that is at the brunch. If you don't know about the brunch I'm talking about, it is Sue Solo's brunch here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I don't want to talk about nothing else right now. And I'm going to ask you about your weekend, but I just want to talk about this stormtrooper, okay? Mm-hmm. I remember asking you specifically about her, not in an interest way, but in a curious way, because you mentioned one time she's not a stripper.
She's not. She's a burlesque dancer.
Oh, the moves, though,
Sue. Oh, she's got moves. She's a confident, sexy, smart woman. I'm talking about my girl, Joe. She's actually also a lawyer.
Wow.
Yep. Listen, women are multifaceted, okay?
Like, I mean, we weren't trying to put you in a box. Happy International Women's Day, by the way, my beautiful queens, OCT.
Thank you.
Sue Solo, all the women that can hear my voice. But how was your weekend, love? I just saw it. I saw the stormtrooper. I got caught up in the cycle for a second.
Well, weekend was great. You guys know I've been doing the morning show at Streets 945. So.
Oh, my God. Yes. I want to hear it loud as possible.
Super great. I'm loving the experience. And then, of course, I just have to get ready for my biggest event every week, which is Sunday Brunch at Traffic. And this past Sunday was OD. Like you said, I definitely had like a Star Wars theme going on.
Jesus Christ.
Happy birthday, Mike Clay. He is my brunch partner, and he had a damn good time.
I'm so
Mike Clay was lit.
Proud of you, Sue.
He told me he loved me yesterday.
Happy birthday, Pisces.
He was lit. Ferrari came through. Tanisha was there. BT. I mean, it was like a family reunion. Shout out to K-Camp, DJ Genesis. Like
K-Camp. Go.
It was a vibe.
It was dope.
Yeah.
So hey, listen now, everybody that came.
Right on me.
Kenny Burns came last week.
Yeah.
My birthday is Sunday, March 22nd.
Why did I just wait till that day?
Well, my actual birthday is the 23rd, but the Impossible Burger is great. Yep. Rari ate his wings.
I'm coming on your birthday.
Come on over for my birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys make sure you go to my Instagram @_SueSolo, click email to submit your reservations because you want to get that in now.
And she has seatings, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. So don't get caught up in
You got an RSVP.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, walk-ins are always welcome, but if you plan to come in and dine or do bottle service, I suggest that you go ahead and make a reservation
because
them tables go quick. Thank you.
I seen it in person.
Yes.
She telling the truth. Rari, how was your weekend, champ? I saw you in little bits over there at the Jizzoints.
Yeah. Took wifey out. Took her outside the house. Did my thing. Just a lot of DJ turn up. Ain't nothing too crazy.
The time went forward.
Messed me up a little bit on Saturday. I lost a gig because they was like, well, we can't afford to pay you for 1 hour.
Oh, so you came late.
Well, I texted him. I was like, yo, you know, I got to leave at 3, and now it's 2, because I just got off at 1.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I got off at 1, but I leave at 3. When I get there, at 2, it becomes 3, and I got to go.
Okay.
So he was like, oh, nah.
So it's changed at 3 in the morning? That's when it changed?
Yeah, from at 2 a.m. it went to 3.
I didn't even realize until, literally before I had to go to the airport yesterday.
Oh, it went down.
From D.C. I was like, damn, I'm late. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not. So anyway. But Kyle Burns and the Wheel of Wildcats won state championship. 7-8.
Saw that.
State championship. Big shout out to my youngest, man.
Hell yeah.
My son's a little sick about him not getting the ring, but my youngest.
Yeah. But that's crazy how that works.
I know. He just graduates. And his brother comes in
and gets a ring.
That's how it is sometimes.
That's inspiration.
Hey, that's crazy, though.
That is, man.
Because KB Jr. they were busting their ass.
Yeah, man, they should have. But anyway, and a big shout out to Kenny too, because he had the tournament this weekend too. And when I tell you, they played like NBA Africa.
Nice.
Now, mine, you're supposed to be a college prep program. You know what I'm saying? So you get caught. These Africans were 17 feet tall.
Hey.
Every one of them. Everyone. And then the NBA Latin America joint was also like 7 feet tall. But he was playing. He did great. He led in scoring the last game.
Yes.
Averaged, I think it was 20 points. Yeah, so big shout out to KB and Kyle. But that was my weekend. Happy birthday, Nicole Parker, CEO Nicole.
I saw on your story.
Yeah, she had a 50th birthday party. I am nowhere near 50, by the way, everybody who was in my DMs.
What a blessing to be 50.
Yeah, but 50 and fine. 50 and fine.
Yes.
Okay, she looked great. She's a CEO. She got a whole bag. She booked me, SNS, and Dougie Fresh.
I saw that.
And
I'm
going to
tell y'all, if you can ever really rock with your superheroes, man.
I need SNS's music catalog.
Oh, he's so, yeah. SNS
probably take a couple days.
SNS don't get enough credit.
Yeah, he's fire.
Yeah, he's fire. But Dougie Fresh, big shout out to Dougie Fresh. If you could ever rock with your superheroes, I really, really suggest you, you know what I'm saying, try to get in where you fit in, man, because it's just a spiritual experience. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
But yeah, and where else was I? Did I go to D.C.? Oh, I went to Detroit. My papa's 100 years old. It's actually Jessica's stepfather's father. But we family, and I wish I could show everybody in Baller Nation this picture, but I'll show you guys. Yeah, 100 years old. 100, and still.
100.
But he's still, like, lucid, though, like, in talking trash and correcting people when they say the wrong thing. But look at this picture, y'all. I know y'all can't see it in Baller Nation, but I want to show all of you here. Look at him. That's back in the day when my hairline was immaculate.
Oh, yeah, I had
iced out everything. He had an iced out chain on. Nice. Isn't that cute?
He's so cute.
All right, happy birthday, Poppin'. Ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for In case you missed it.
Just in case you missed it.
Okay, Baller Nation, the latest viral craze is in full effect. It's called Flip Switch. It's on TikTok. Most recently, J-Lo and A-Rod. That was probably one of the funniest ones because he put on a whole dress and did the thing. But another funny one was the Elizabeth Warren joint on SNL.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. I love Elizabeth Warren's little moves.
Hey, dog. But the girl from SNL could not hold her face.
Yeah.
She was like, you look crazy.
That's my favorite TikTok right there so far.
Did y'all do it? I think we should do it.
We should do it.
Did y'all see Rari's TikTok?
Yeah, I did see it.
Well, my niece, yeah.
Hilarious.
It was her idea.
Rari was actually twerking.
I didn't see that. Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was twerking. It's called the Flip the Switch Challenge.
Flip the Switch, yeah.
Did you just... That was a...
I was twerking. Yeah. I was twerking.
No, he had to do what she did. Oh, okay. She was twerking, then he twerked.
So everybody...
We forgot to turn the water on in the video.
What is it about the water? Why does the water have to be on?
It's in the video. You hear... I mean, it's in the song. You hear the water come on.
Oh.
So everyone just turns the water on.
Wasteful.
And then when you flip the switch, you swap.
Waste some water.
I like the whole thing. It's fun.
It is fun.
So, Baller Nation, if you got some dope Flip the Switch challenges, send them to us so we can post them on the y'all mean. Speaking of viral, better yet, a virus, Donald Trump is the most irresponsible president ever.
Shasha.
A person of power ever.
Yeah.
First of all, he's ignoring the health experts and about the coronavirus, right? Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, doubling down that there's nothing wrong and that they're gonna figure it out and they got it under control. Now, mind you, he is in the high percentile category to get it. Mm-hmm. What they not really doubling down on is telling you that it's for older people are getting this disease and dying from it.
Facts.
You're 70-something years old, Mr. Trump. You could be, and they just had something we just posted that he shook somebody's hand who has the virus.
He's stupid.
But it would,
this the same man who took his glasses off and looked at the eclipse.
I remember. Oh, wow.
Stupid ass.
I mean, but he's just so irresponsible. And I mean, this coronavirus, y'all, like this is, I mean, I don't know if y'all saw my IG story yesterday, but I got me wiping down seats. Like I think it's a cold.
I wiped down the whole time I was traveling, every place I went.
But it's a cold, y'all. More people are dying from the actual flu.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of what they called that the plague back in the day.
I
thought that was a cold too, like the flu.
But I find it interesting that they're canceling Ultra and they're canceling
the Olympics.
Yeah, the thing I'm trying to put you on in the Olympic Centennial Park, they might be canceling. They didn't tell me yet, but they're like, they're canceling things for no reason.
They might be canceling some NBA games, or not games, they might not let the fans come to the game.
And LeBron actually had comments on it. He's like, y'all tripping.
I'm not playing if.
Yeah, y'all tripping. Well, I mean, my thing is you can't live in fear, y'all. This is like the orange alert and the red alert in the airports when terrorism was...
You can't live in ignorance. Like, you can't just go off of what the media is saying. Like, do your own research and then you guys will learn that the coronavirus is really not as serious as they're making it sound. There are way more people that are healing from it than not.
Okay. Right. Just said somebody had took AIDS treatment.
Yeah, in Spain, I believe.
Yeah, Spain, an older HIV. Man. Mm-hmm. And he basically, HIV medicine helped cure his corona sickness.
Mm-hmm.
But they know, y'all. Y'all know this is one big conspiracy theory to drive the economy. And then, you know, that's your boy trying to play it off, Donald Dump.
Mm-hmm.
He trying to play it off because his election coming. He don't want no smoke because he saw what the stock market has done. I mean, gone to hell.
Yeah,
people losing money.
They're dropping some people off here.
So are we gonna get a vaccine for this or what?
See, that's the tricky thing, and I'm glad you asked that. If they bring in a vaccine,
the vaccine is to give you the.
I think it's to put it in your body so you can fight it. I don't believe in all that anyway. I was just having an argument with Jessica, like telling her I don't think I agree with having my children vaccinated. I just believe that they put stuff in our bodies.
They do.
Well, the coronavirus sounds like a cash cow.
It does.
It is. Hey, it absolutely is.
Boy, I started in my mind to myself, I was like, man, I wonder what how much money the pharmaceutical people are going
to
make.
No, the economy, because they're going to buy all the disinfectant, all the toilet paper. I don't know if y'all just saw the thing we posted. The girl in Europe or something, they were toilet paper. The girl had took all the toilet paper.
Yeah, they taking, they buying out all the toilet paper, paper towels.
Lysol wipes.
Lysol wipes, the hand sanitizer.
The masks are sold out.
And that's how I clean my shoes. So I'm mad right now because I went to Publix. You know, that's my secret formula how to clean sneakers.
Wait, what do you use?
I'm about to say
makeup
wipes.
No, makeup wipes, bro. The Revlon, my wife's joints be going
okay,
to the shoes.
I'll try
what?
Those.
It take all that shit off y'all face. It's going to take
I do the Lysol wipes, too, because it's, of course, it's the Lysol. I clean the bottom of mine because I usually like to kiss the bottom of my shoe.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. It's once so you wear them once that, in the street, bro, you can never put your lips on the bottom of your shoe.
Yes,
okay.
Right.
Kroger actually has signs up only allowing people to buy things in like Lysol or hand sanitizer. Five at a time. People are cleaning the shelves and they're like, yo, we cannot accommodate everybody, so you can only
and
buy
the
five.
Masks. They're taking off all the masks.
Yeah,
and it's like
but then
it's
they
not airborne.
The little paper ones don't even work.
We need to leave the masks for the people, for the medical people, the people that are treating the people with the illness. Like, let them have the mask. As long as you have a decent or healthy immune system, you all right.
Yeah, like y'all are tripping, bro. Y'all about to cost me a bag downtown for the Final Four. Ladies and gentlemen, I saw the sixth thing ever on social media. Did y'all see the 15-year-old girl in Brooklyn getting stomped out by 20-something kids?
Like,
what could the girl have done? And I went immediately to thinking about what could she have done for that?
Right.
I don't give if she was gang banging, if she, you know what I'm saying, was talking shit. I mean, if she pulled what could she have done to get stomped out like that?
What I read is she got into a fight with another girl at school and she beat this girl up.
Right.
And I guess these guys are her friends or they wanted to take up for her, whatever the case is. But it's absolutely disgusting. It definitely brought me to tears and I just feel so bad for this little
girl. One time for the mama that saw her son in the melee, took his ass to the police. Mm-hmm. Turn yourself in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how are y'all raised? What in your mind clicks that you're going to put your hands and feet on a woman like that? I mean, period. But like,
awful.
You kidding? I mean, they could have killed that little girl. Right. They were jumping on her 2 feet.
They could have killed her. Yeah. Yep.
Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, Brooklyn is on some bullshit this week. Did y'all hear about the Brooklyn photographer that is suing Bella Hadid for posting a picture of herself?
They've been doing that. You know, Kim Kardashian.
They sued us.
No.
They sued Ball Alert. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you sound
not this Brooklyn photographer, but they have sued us. And they've been definitely targeting people like Bella because they're high profile.
I can understand from a photographer's perspective. It's like...
Yeah, Rios, you're a photographer.
Uh-huh. The question is, do you think that someone rich and famous who you take a picture of should not be able to post their pictures of themselves that you taken?
I think they still should be able to post the picture, but they shouldn't be trying to monetize the picture because
they monetize their entire social media, so that's a kind of oxymoron.
I mean, true, but it's just like a gray line with certain images, but the client still responds. They still allowed to use the image.
But who's
they're not a client though. It's like a paparazzi. Yeah.
Exactly.
Photo.
Like, who's to say if you're running up on me in the street and you take my picture and I like the picture?
Yeah.
You don't have no right. I'm not giving you permission to take my picture. You took my picture. Okay, I like it. I'm gonna post it. Right. I ain't gotta ask you. I ain't got nothing. You took my picture. That's not
but
right.
But thing about it, you don't have to give the photographer the right. But as soon as the photographer hit the shuttle, they own all rights to the image they take.
Right.
Even if the person is not a photographer, whoever take the picture own all rights, no matter what.
Wow.
So the pictures you're taking of me and my family tomorrow night for the new BRNS collection, I cannot post those photos without your permission, even though I paid you.
Yeah, that's what the law says.
I mean, legally,
I'm paying him.
No,
I'm posting.
That's why he said the client can still post, but she wasn't a client.
Yeah, you paying them, but y'all have to have an agreement.
Nigga, I ain't never had no agreement with you. All right,
I know what you're saying, and I'm pretty sure he's not tripping.
What if
y'all were strangers and you didn't know him?
Right,
you still pay for your photos, but
when they book the shoot, they booking to for like marketing advertising purposes. So it's okay for them to still post it.
Well, I think that if you are a paparazzi and you catch a celebrity unwarranted, let's just say unwarranted, they're not there thinking you're going to be, you pop up, click, 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 and then they post your picture. I think they should be able to do that. If you are in,
I agree with that.
If you are in a relationship and you are being hired to take, and you're being paid for a service, I also think they should be able to shoot. Now, the only thing I think that works in the photog's favor is if you're asked to take a picture, you take it, and then they publicize it and don't get your permission or basically use you for your service and didn't, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that, you know what I mean? But they're
like,
targeting
why do you
people
get
with
to
money.
Sell bad photos of me. Let's say they caught you off guard or something. Like, why do you get to sell that and I can't make a joke of myself or just post it on my page? I think the laws have to change in regards to like paparazzi. They're very dangerous. 100%. They're very aggressive.
100%.
Now they're getting on kids. There's just no boundaries. And the fact that you can sue someone after taking a picture of them that they more than likely was not prepared for you to take is a problem.
It's a problem. And speaking of boundaries, did y'all see the video of the girl putting the camera phone in the baby's face?
Yeah.
He put the camera phone, hit him in the face, and he slapped. He could not have seen her. When you finally saw the video, because you saw his public apology. And I think that was big, 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 big of him.
I think that was more of a statement rather than an apology.
Well, I think it was a statement and an apology, but I think it was big of him for acknowledging it, one, because he puts himself, he's liable at this point, right?
Right.
Second of all, though, the girl hit him in the face. He could not, it was no way. She came from his left side, mm-hmm. peripheral. He turned, the phone hit him in the face. He turned immediately reactionary. It was a reaction. Mm-hmm. Hit her and kept it moving. So my thing is like, y'all got to be more careful. Y'all putting these things in these people's face.
I don't think that from what I watched it like 20 times. I don't think he looked and saw a girl and did like this. I think he reacted really fast.
He did not see her.
And then once he realized after the adrenaline came down and he came to his damn senses, he realized that he hit a woman. He was catching heat for that shit.
Well,
he shouldn't have did that.
In his apology slash
security needs to do that if they're going to do it.
Exactly.
Not you, bro.
No, he should not. My thing is, he didn't know it was
just
a
keep,
woman.
I know. Let's my thing it. Is, keep just keep
but
walking.
But I just
bro.
Think in general, he shouldn't have did that. Like, just leave
oh,
it
yeah.
to
the security.
Just because it could have escalated.
The thing about him not knowing it was a woman, though, in his statement or slash apology, he said,
who
man or
girl?
Woman, I would have responded the same way. So I think he is sorry that it was a woman, but he's not sorry because he's saying I reacted the way that I reacted. Like, that's just mm-hmm. what it was. But I just think at this point in his career, he needs to step out of whatever that mentality is that he has.
He
I don't know
media
if it's a
training.
Mentality. I don't know what it is, but you are a celebrity now. You're going to have to deal with fans being overly aggressive,
yeah.
wanting to get videos of you. You're going to have to deal with that. These are people that are coming to support you. Have your staff in place so that you cannot be touched or bothered. And if you are, let them deal with it.
Yes.
But you know, that
you're famous now, brother.
I agree.
It's media training. People have to be trained, mm-hmm. you know, to be a certain way. It's just like when Diana and the Supremes first came out, mm-hmm. they were really gruff girls from the projects. They had
right.
to get an etiquette coach on how to speak, on how to move
yeah.
and everything. And now look at Diana Ross to this day. You need a certain training to be a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Especially in the public eye.
Facts, I agree. Speaking of the public eye, ladies and gentlemen, this shooting at Lenox Mall in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
I don't.
Video circulating.
I mean, over parking
really?
Space, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say this to the police. I want to say this to the mall, Simon Mall.
Because you go to that mall often.
Often.
In Octavia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to do something about people's safety.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is unreal.
They taxing crazy anyway.
Okay.
I mean, but it's seriously though, like, this is like the fifth shooting
yeah.
in 12 months.
And they let them sit there too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as
yeah.
they should. But.
These kids.
To be specific, it's the fourth shooting within 4 months, but this is the first oh. deadly shooting.
Yeah.
And this is a problem.
Yeah, and these kids, you know, I'm not stereotyping anyone,
mm-hmm.
nor am I taking away anyone's hustle. I want you to sell water. I want you to get, even a guy came up to me one day, he mm-hmm. was so real.
When we went to do True Food one time, the little boy came up with some box of crackers or
yeah.
something, trying to sell mm-hmm. it to you.
Yeah, but my thing, they come to me all the time, and I'm with the hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come up to me with the right presentation, I've given money to, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, it's certain motherfuckers that's not supposed to be hovering around the mall.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about being stereotypical. I'm talking about literal energy and what you need to provide to keep the good energy and the safe energy in place. Because it's just, I mean, I don't know. And I think I'm blessed with like the ability to like feel things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my entire life, the night I got locked up in high school, I knew I was getting locked up. It was just things I knew. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I was having a child, I knew Jessica was pregnant with Kenny. When I know I have a feeling about people and things, right? But at the same time, y'all know what look out of place.
And it's got to hurt the business of the mall, too. That's a nice mall.
It's one of the nicest malls in
Atlanta. But I don't think it is. It's the sad part. Like, because I think, you know, even like she said, four shootings at Lenox in 4 months, and we still go. I know for a fact, I was sitting in True Food eating when the Macy's girl got shot.
Wow.
And ain't nobody leave. It was almost like, but I don't want that to be the new normal. I don't want that to be the new normal.
Right.
I don't even want people to be in fear.
But then it turns into Lenox, the ghetto mall.
But it ain't even, though. We know where some ghetto malls at.
I'm just saying, like, for an out of towner who don't know, like, oh, that's where all the shootings happen.
No, that's where everything nice is, and that's where, you know what I'm talking about? You can go get the best selection.
And get robbed outside.
Okay.
Nah, come on now. Everybody ain't getting robbed.
The energy is off.
South Cab Mall ain't having
shit. The energy is off. At least when you go to South DeKalb, like, you know what I mean? You kind of expecting the energy to be.
Ain't nobody shooting over there,
but you know, you go to Lenox.
You get some American Deli, too.
You know?
You funny with your hood
tendency. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, she come with it sometimes. How they come and go. This is something very, 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 very important. I want y'all to hear this next thing, y'all. And I would love other schools across the world to do this. A Louisiana high school principal requires photos of prom dresses for approval.
I see that.
I disagree.
Change with the time, baby.
Come on with the bullshit.
Change with the time.
Let me tell you why I disagree.
Come on.
We have to understand that women have different body types, and sometimes people judge your attire based off your body type. That doesn't mean that the dress is out of dress code. It means that she don't like the dress on you. That's a problem.
You can't speak for the Louisiana principals, too.
No, I cannot. But again, I'm saying some people judge based off of body type. What looks good on one person, you may not like on somebody else. So my fear is that it's going to come down to that. Who does she think looks best in this dress? Or how good do I think
she looks? I don't know about that.
I think you should have guidelines and say, hey, this is not appropriate. This is not appropriate.
Okay,
this is.
I like that.
Send that to the parents. Let the parents know what the guidelines are. And let the parents run.
I think it's more so about appropriation.
But to have to send you a photo is too much. I'm not sending you a photo of my dress. I'm not doing that.
There are clearly some things that are happening in the school where they're getting a little turped.
That's what I'm saying.
Above the thigh?
Prom is very aggressive. Like, if we looked at prom pictures last year, I've seen a lot of girls wear dresses that I was like, wow, this is your senior prom. It's too
much. Now it's very aggressive.
I agree with that.
There has to be some order. It's gone too far.
I'm a 5-year-old, a 60-year-old with a nice shape. Martial law on the goddamn prom dresses.
Huh? You with it, huh?
I'm with martial law in the process.
16-year-old,
Just have some serious consequences. Like, but don't ask me to send you a dress. Like, I just think that's just too much.
Listen, Sue. Mm-mm. My 60-year-old wore some tights to school the other day. And I said, hold on. Came home. I randomly make sure I'm at the house.
And kids aren't as mature. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they do things sometimes,
bro.
Too, to be impressionable.
Listen, y'all. My baby wore some tights. Now, keep in mind, she done wore these tights before. Beginning of the school year, the tights ain't fit how they fit now. A little butt poking out now. What the hell going on? Yeah. I don't like these tights. She was like, I just wore them a couple of months ago. Well, shit. Hey, man.
Long t-shirt on.
Goddamn, put a goddamn
sweater around that.
Shit.
I think it's invasive, and I think there are just, I'm just tired of it, honestly. I feel like women are constantly asked for like all this extra stuff. I think have the guidelines, have images of what's appropriate, have images of what's not appropriate.
I was about to say, are you a feminist?
I cannot wait till Sue has a child.
No, I want to know. Are you a feminist?
I'm
going to enjoy this.
Maybe I am.
I can't wait.
I just think it's excessive. And I think that a lot of times women get judged based off their body type.
I want you to have three girls.
I want whatever I'm blessed with.
Now, I understand what you're saying, Sue, but I also understand what the principal is doing and what Rari and Kenny are saying.
How many times have
you
seen a big girl wear some little bitty shorts and was like, oh.
Yeah, well, guess what, Lizzo? Guess what? Guess what?
That's not right.
Some stuff is appropriate.
That's not right.
It's not appropriate for a young woman to go to, and then we're not, excuse me, let me just preface the conversation.
Yes, please.
We're not talking about big women.
No, no, no.
In particular, I am making a point. It's like if my daughter is overweight and she's a fan of Lizzo and she thinks she could go to school and do a Lizzo, that's not happening. I'm sorry.
What if your daughter's not overweight and she's a fan of
Lizzo? No, we're talking about that in particular because we're making a point that...
Yeah, because you just said about big...
I don't think it has any signs.
Well, I think that goes back to my point that people get judged based off their body type most of the time than
what
they're wearing.
Okay, I get that part.
But you can't wear tight. You cannot wear a boot... Listen, if it's right at the knee, fine. But if you're going up and you can fucking move and your coochie's showing...
Can't have no coochie cutters on.
You can't have no coochie cutters on. What the problem is?
I don't want no days
to
do.
You cool with that for a child to go to her prom like that?
Who's wearing coochie cutters to prom?
Whoever.
It could be a short dress.
That's all the Louisiana principal saying.
So what I said was, let's have guidelines and say this is not appropriate and this is. That's all I'm saying.
I think that's what the principal is saying, though. But she still wants to look.
Send me your picture so I can approve... If I'm okay with this dress.
I'm with that.
I don't have nothing to do with that. Like, tell me what the guidelines are and let my mama and daddy deal with it.
It's just like any place that has rules when they grow up. You can't wear certain things to work. You can't be naked outside.
What if the principal's a man? Are you comfortable with your daughters? What if the principal's a man?
If he's a man and a parent, I'm with it.
Oh, hell no. No way.
He's a fucking parent. He might have a daughter. She's not one.
She's a creep. No way.
What you mean?
You're not gonna have my daughter's pictures in there. Nope.
That is what's that called? Sexist. Mm-mm. That statement is sexist.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of predators out here.
I think
so. You think a principal? Okay, see,
I think we're going too far with it.
Exactly. So you saying a principal of a school that's a male can't say that a woman should wear something? A girl, a student at his school.
I think if something is inappropriate,
you just said pervert,
then address it. But if a man, let's say if the principal was a guy, are you comfortable with this man telling your minor child to send him photos of her in her dress?
But she's saying to parents, she's not asking the child.
And you got to think about it too.
You'll
these kids,
scenarios,
but you got,
child.
But you got to think about this too. These kids spend most of their time.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Wait, these kids spend most of their time at school. They're around these teachers and stuff. Majority of the times, they hear their conversations. They like, ooh, I'm gonna be wearing this. I may wear. Let me dead this before it even gets out.
If it was a male principal, he would incorporate a woman in that
conversation.
In that conversation.
Well, I think the principal is going to the parents, so they're not going to the child.
I don't think they're going to the child.
Yeah, so anyway, you can hear more of Sue Solo Views on 94.5
no
Mornings
pictures.
With Young Jock and the comedian.
Shout it.
And now a word from our sponsors. And now it's time for Baller Mail.
Message.
Dear Rari, I almost killed my husband.
Hey, yo.
Oh my gosh.
I'm stuck and I don't know what to do. My husband of 5 years cheated on me with my sister. The thing is, he doesn't know that I know yet. My sister told me. Yes, my sister. My older blood sister. The only reason she told me is because she's pregnant. I'm completely heartbroken because my sister is pregnant with my husband's son.
She's an
or daughter.
Sister?
I blame the parents.
With my sister. And he is about to have my niece or nephew. What the fuck?
Yeah, no,
it's
really
a wrap.
Do I approach him or do I block him forever and never speak to him again? Nor, Lord knows what I really want to do.
Does she have kids?
We don't have any kids together. Oh. And they started hooking up after going out together a few times without my knowledge. Ooh. What the fuck?
Oh, you gotta get that.
Yeah, block them both, sis. They both gotta be gone.
Yeah, that is...
Him and her. Family ain't, you know what I'm saying?
It obviously ain't with how your sister did you.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you something. There's no way you getting around that. You can't stay. You can't. You gonna see that baby and your sister the rest of your life.
Or you don't have,
you know what I'm saying?
To ever talk to them again.
So imagine if she stayed with the dude. So you got that in the back of your mind. That don't leave. You might forgive, but now that don't leave. Then you got a child.
Is it a stepson, niece, nephew?
Whatever, but she got to take care of the child, be in the house with the child, be around the child. Then you got to see your sister. That's a triangle of hell.
Ooh, that's a lot of torture.
I'm out.
You can't, I don't even
I'm
know.
I'm out, but I'm disappearing out. I'm not even going to talk to neither one of y'all. I'm going to disappear.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to mail you
the divorce paperwork.
You know, I want to say this, man. There's so many other options out there than to fuck with your wife's sister?
I'm trying to tell you.
Just break up,
cuz. Or your sister fucking with your husband. Like, it's so many other options, man. And you know, it's crazy, y'all. And I want to share this with y'all. I know a situation like that. Mm. I know a situation, not sisters, but like brothers. You know what I'm saying? Mess with, you know what I mean? And it's like, how do you do that? You can't be around no more.
Right.
You can't, I can't even fuck with you no more.
Right.
That's too much.
My friends better not fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just.
Family reunions, and funeral,
and
whatever.
I just need a little more context clues on what's going on and the thought process on these actions. I don't understand why he would do that. You know, I don't understand why your sister would want to do that. I don't understand.
Yeah, you look.
She said they started hooking up after going out together a few times without my knowledge.
Yeah, but that's just all bad. It's other options, y'all. If y'all cheating and shit, I'm not suggesting you do, but it's other options. You ain't got to pick your partner's significant other, your family's significant other, somebody. You can't do that.
Y'all remember Soul Food Cousin Faith?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I remember that.
I understood, like, the lady was, like, kind of belittling him.
She was belittling him.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, doing the wrong and stuff like that.
Not the cousin, though, bro.
But yeah, not the cousin, but I don't understand.
You
don't got,
exactly. Well, right. So you ain't got to stay?
Just leave, man.
But I'm just saying, if they were too, though, why would you even go somewhere like that? Like,
because you're weak in the flesh, you dirty fucking dog.
Ooh.
All right.
Don't kill your husband because you're going to go to jail.
Yeah, I'm about to say it ain't even worth it.
Don't kill him, you know. Don't kill him physically. Just remove yourself from his life.
No kids. They don't have any kids together.
She doesn't have any ties.
Oh, so that's even a deeper.
That's what I said. She has no ties. You can just leave.
God, you out.
Can she have kids? Like, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, you look upset.
I'm just trying to figure out. Just, can we,
for the husband to cheat on his wife with the sister, maybe the sister has, and this is just me assuming, maybe he feels like, damn, I should have been with the sister. I don't know.
Maybe I was meant to be with the sister.
I'm just glad she wasn't a twin. Ladies and gentlemen.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Creep, creep.
And from his full time.
Creep, 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 creep.
And now it's time for comment creeping.
Alrighty, creep, you guys. Creep, creep. So, you know, people have been talking about the state of music.
Yes.
You know? Of course, some people like the new music that's out these days. Some people are comparing it to music from back in the day. And whatever your opinion is music and it obviously relates to many people. So Meek Mill actually hit Twitter to say, "The young artist got the older artist shook. After further review, I'ma just be the first to say it. I'ma light y'all asses up when it's my turn, though. Keep snapping, young bulls." And he acknowledges artists like Lil Baby, Uzi, NBA, Roddy, DaBaby, Herbo, Megan. It's more, but they all shaking shit right now from what I'm seeing.
Hold up, wait a minute.
I like the list of artists that he acknowledged, and I do agree that they are obviously doing very well. I do think the biggest difference between artists now and then is these artists understand what it means to own their content, to own their music. Like, they're actually coming in on the business side, whereas before, I think a lot of older artists were, you know, they relied on the labels. Like, everything had to be done through the labels. They didn't understand the back end. Then there's also streaming, which is a whole lot more income now than ever. So I think that's the difference. But as far as music changes all the time.
Facts.
It inspires different people for different reasons.
Facts.
And if you're not hearing what you want to hear on mainstream, just go look for it. All genres still exist.
And people
are
making it.
They're all still here. So please don't feel like good music or your music is non-existent, because it's here. You're just not looking for it.
Yeah, find it.
You know what I want to just add to that? You know, what do y'all think about making it a band? Do you think that it will have the same? And I'm asking this.
It's not new anymore. Now, is the making the band going to be R&B only?
He said he's making two super R&B groups. Mm. One female, one male.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
I'm here for it if the music is dope.
I hope they get good contracts this time.
Oh.
Hey. You know, those TV show contracts are trash, though.
Yeah, but so, I want to say this. Who watches MTV?
But you know what? We do watch is Netflix. And that's another thing I was saying. Like,
what that got to do with MTV?
Because those shows, they're on Netflix now. Like the one with Cardi B, T.I.
And they were nominated.
Yeah. With the commercials and everything, with the Making the Band shows on MTV and BET and all that stuff now, you know, versus the ones that's on Netflix that you could watch at any time. Right. I think that's more popular now.
Well, I think what makes it a band, it's more so nostalgic for people than anything else. Like when you think about it, you're constantly thinking of like what the cheesecake, the Cambodian breast milk, or whatever the case is. Yeah. You're having these nostalgic moments. You know,
Dylan.
But I think it's interesting to see like how it's gonna pan out, because I think the perception of Diddy is kind of changing a little bit, to be honest. I think people are really kind of like digging in a little more, and
well, now he just put his kids on.
I like that component.
I love that he put the kids on there, because they are the next generation. You know, they have their own little thing going on. They're getting booked at clubs. They're released. Like, I get it.
They pop.
I like the.
I'm curious to see how it's going to turn out.
Which one is the one? The one that looks just like him. What's his name again?
Christian.
I like him.
Yo, I want to ask y'all this. Do y'all think, last question on music, and then we're going to get to Confucius says, but do y'all think that the Megan Stallion and 1501 thing, like, what do y'all think about that? I have a funny perspective on it too.
Well,
and it leads into the Confucius.
You going first, Sue?
I will say that I don't think there's anything wrong with someone wanting to renegotiate something, right? When you learn more, you want better. So she wanted to go back and try to renegotiate. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. However, it is kind of, I understand the business side. How are we going to renegotiate and you haven't even fulfilled this existing contract? I understand that.
I just want to say, I think it was a risk on both parties.
Hello.
I was there and I was a part of the process when Megan Thee Stallion went by Tina Snow. Mm. She came to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They were actually pushing somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't the front runner of the label. They were pushing somebody else. She was
the 5101 label.
Reason why I have a Letterman jacket to prove. And I'm in communication with everybody there. I just remember they were like, oh, and this is such and such. She's dope.
Right.
So this is around the time she signed the deal. She signed the contract, everything. At that particular moment, her song wasn't out yet. Towards the end of 2017, correct me if I'm wrong, early 2018, Big Ol' Freak started catching.
Mm-hmm.
Then it started blowing up. Now she supersedes everyone else on the label that they're pushing.
Right.
She's the front runner.
Because she said she wasn't getting the attention then.
Exactly. Because I was, me and Fly Guy DC, without DC, we was moving her around in Atlanta. And we were saying, hey, 1501, because we were doing work for T. Ferris.
Yep.
What up, T. Ferris?
And just so everybody knows, she's saying T. Ferris was the one who always
had doubled down and her. Put her.
We always communicated with T. Ferris. Okay. We only spoke to Big Dog twice.
Okay.
Big Ol' Freak started doing this thing. She's the front runner now. Contract already signed, 2017.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, she wasn't, you know what I'm saying? So at that point, the deal's kind of cool because, you know, you got your little 15K. She's in college. When you're a college student, 15,000, I don't know about y'all,
10,
but
she got 10.
Yeah. 10.
Way more than that refund check.
Okay.
That refund check, $2,000.
Okay, well, let's think about this, though. 2017 was only 3 years ago and not even. But go ahead.
Oh, I mean, she doing a thing, so now and
we know
she goes to Roc Nation.
Signed for 10 years and don't get on, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. She goes to Roc Nation. She getting show money now. Mm-hmm. She hasn't fulfilled the contract yet. And now you got real lawyers, you got real people that can read that contract and tell you, oh, this is what you should have negotiated. But at that time, nigga, she can't afford a lawyer.
That's the
she can't afford
I have.
Anything.
That's the
and list. You signed to a boutique label. You didn't sign to Def Jam. Yeah. You signed to a label that put all the money up for you. That
they say the label
that
signed to the
label around.
That signed to the next.
Now that's the thing that's throwing me off. Did they put all the money up for her, or did she have to pay out of her 40% profit?
She had to pay out of her
40%. No, first of all, anytime you sign a new deal with anybody, you don't sign because you don't need them.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So whatever that exchange was, they did.
And
so studio
she
time
started
was.
Making when she starts
money.
Making money
it's always borrow money.
Yes, if she has something going on and the label's taking a second, you need to get it done. Yeah, you're gonna pay for it. You're making money now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget that, then keep in mind, I'm cool, I'm super cool with Meg. So I'm just saying, this is all facts. I'm saying, don't forget the part where when you didn't have a bag who at least helped a little bit.
Well, of course, it was a risk on both parts, but it's like, it's not like a Cardi B
situation.
It's
forever. No, it ain't, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, that paperwork.
No, of course.
The devil is in the paperwork.
But
it ain't with the people.
That's just standard business. That's just standard music industry 101 from the beginning of time.
And that's why
Diddy, whoever, all them guys got fucked up shit in that paperwork.
100%. And that's what I want. I just wanted to kind of, all y'all, because I'm going to get into mine and Confucius says.
Go ahead.
Y'all got everything out?
fire.
And now it's time for Confucius Says. So my little tidbit to that is define success for yourself. And part of defining success for yourself is knowing the business. You cannot go through life and expect people to have your best interest first. This is not that world. People are successful on the backs of others. And I wanted to bring that conversation up at the end of Sue's segment because I feel like at the end of the day, you've seen so many people get shitted on in music, in business in general. So why wouldn't you, if you believe in your talent, you double down on your superpowers, why would you not go through the fine print? Hire people to go through and help you understand what you're signing. You have to, you know what I'm saying? You have to lock in and know your business. That's part of defining success for yourself. And my young Jedi over here wants to finish the Confucius Says.
Oh, no, I forgot what he was
saying. No, so go ahead.
I was just saying.
Say it softly.
Yeah, you got
right, get into the soft voice.
Zen moment. Come on, finish it, baby.
Yeah.
Take your time.
It ain't
going nowhere.
It ain't.
It's going to be right here waiting for you.
Go forth, Baller Nation. That was Rari Says. God damn it. The dream is real. I love that man. I love that woman. She fire, though. This one right here. This Sue Solo right here. Check out Mornings on 94.5.
Yeah.
Baller alert.
The dream is real.